Hey man, David Ellison calling you.
Hi, David. How you doing?
Great man, what's going on?
No, Marge. I've just been listening to you late guys' latest album, and it's fantastic, by the way.
Nice, thank you, man. Thank you.
Is probably one of my favorite hard rock albums of all time right now, actually. It's been listening on repeat.
Nice. Wow. Thank you, Sal. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
No problem. I know you
Mission
really got.
accomplished.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Like, believe me, like it blew me away. And first I heard it, I was like, wow, this
Yeah.
is some good stuff. Yeah,
Nice. Thank you. Appreciate that. Well, cool. You got a couple minutes? I got about 15 minutes or so for a little interview if you want to chat for a minute.
absolutely. Thank you. Tell me about the album. Like, when do you guys decided to do this project? Like, it's such a far left field for some of the fans that you have away from like Megadeth and all that. So this new project, you think you want some of the fans to like open up to new genres of music, would you say?
Yeah, we didn't really set out to do anything specific other than initially we were doing bass clinics during the Big Four in Europe, like 2010, 2011. And I just mentioned to Frank we should write some original material to have some backing tracks for our clinics. So actually, honestly, I was thinking it was going to be more kind of, music wanky sort of, bass chops, kind of progressive music. And what we ended up writing instead, the first songs Frank brought in Booze and Cigarettes to Tell the World, and I wrote a track called Here Again. And actually, if you mute the vocal track on Here Again, behind it is like a bunch of bass solos. We kind of tucked them back in the mix a little bit, but that song you actually could do a full bass clinic to if you wanted to. But that I think kind of that really sort of set the process in motion that we realized it's like, wow, we've got this ability to really write catchy little hooky songs. And once we discovered we could do that, we said, well, why limit ourselves to just kind of writing heavy metal bass clinic songs? Why not just go the distance and just let this thing have its own life? And that as we kept writing songs over the next bunch of the next several years, we compiled the album you have in your hand.
Nice. And it must have been a fun, like you said, it sounded like it was a fun process to record the album. It seemed like you guys let the album kind of develop into its own beast naturally.
Yeah, it really did. I mean, Frank and I became really good, fast friends, and that certainly helped the process. We brought in Anthrax producer Jay Rustin, who's also a bass player, so he really grasped and got the concept of what we were trying to do. And we brought in Jeff Friedel to play drums on the record, and he did a great job. And then from there, when we needed guitar players, we reached out to some friends of ours to put solos on the album. Because Frank and I played all the guitar on the record, but when we needed solos and those kind of things, because neither of us are lead guitar players, we're both kind of rhythm guitar players who can write songs. But so when we needed really, really kick-ass lead guitar work, we reached out to some of our friends who are fortunately some of the best shredders in the business, and they brought the goods for us.
And how is it like now with the new album? Like, when do you like? Will you say this is more of like a personal album for you guys? Since you guys have like more like it's definitely like more about you and Frank and what you guys got to say. Like, we say more of a is a, definitely a personal album or personal album for you guys.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, that's why we called it Get It Out, because we have a lot of music inside of us that just needed an outlet to come out. And one of the things that makes Anthrax and Megadeth so great as thrash metal bands is that there's a very narrow window of what should be used in those bands. And I think we've found over the years that when we've widened that window too much, our fans cry foul. They want to hear us be slamming thrash bands. And so rather than try to force personal music into that, I think having this outlet like we developed with Altitudes and Attitude keeps the integrity for both bands.
And you guys right now are actually going to be going on tour, I believe, not that long from now, aren't you, with Slash, correct?
Yes, we are. Yeah, and it's kind of funny because, you know, Slash is, you know, doing the same thing. I mean, he's obviously in Guns N' Roses. That's the band we all know him for. But he's a very proficient musician and songwriter. And I think what he's doing with Miles Kennedy and what Frank and I are doing with Altitudes and Attitude, it's a great musical fit. I think it's going to be a good run of shows that we do together.
I think it's really interesting. Like you said, like, definitely it's going to show the more, to showcase more of your musicianship besides in heavy metal, and I think a lot of the fans are going to appreciate it a lot, because, like, you know, metalheads, they are way open to new ideas. I mean, face it, like, we have so many sub-genres, I'm sure they can get on board with Attitudes and Attitude, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think you can really hear me and Frank's influences in this record, you know, and that's why we call it Modern Classic, because it's obviously got a very modern sound to it. But it's also, you know, you can hear Kiss and Cheap Trick and, you know, like 70s hard rock that Frank and I grew up with, because that's really what we cut our teeth on as teenagers in our formative years, becoming musicians and songwriters. And you're right. I mean, look, we're in two of the greatest thrash metal bands of all time. Yet, you know, our fans, you know, metalheads are not as narrow-minded musically as I think people try to pigeonhole us to be. You know, us as musicians and our fans, we listen to a lot of music, you know, and that's why I think, you know, the fans have really been so supportive to me and Frank with this, because, you know, they, like, I guess a good song is a good song is a good song.
Exactly, and it does seem like a lot of your tour dates already been sold out already, and that's amazing. Like, it definitely shows, like, the fans are definitely hungry for something new and unique that just screams David and Frank.
Yeah, you know, again, you know, I think for both of us, we're the guys in our bands that have always been, you know, again, like, I'm a founder of Megadeth. Frank pretty much came in on day two, you know, with Anthrax, you know, right behind Dan Locher. I mean, you know, Dan recorded the first Anthrax album, but Frank's been the only touring musician and you know, the touring bass player. And I mean, he's face of Anthrax, you know, and just as much as the other members. And so, again, I think, you know, look, our fans, they know what we're capable of. They're already familiar with everything we've done over the years. And so, to do something new like this and step out, especially at this point in our careers. I mean, look, we've been doing this a long, long time. And, you know, I think Megadeth and Anthrax are both making some of our best albums that we've made in many, many years. And so, again, we've stepped up, you know, in our own bands, and now we're stepping up in a band that we created just really out of curiosity and out of friendship.
And that's amazing. And if you could describe, like, for the fans that have not heard your material yet, which is crazy to even say, what was the best way you can describe it for a new fan that tries to persuade them to pick up the album and listen to it? Like, what would you say to them?
Well, again, the genre, I would call it modern classic. You know, it's definitely something new and fresh for me and Frank. You know, check out Frank singing lead vocals, both of us playing guitar, both of us playing lead bass. And, I think that's a pretty inquisitive way to explain it.
That's an excellent way to put it, and I believe, like, a lot of the fans are going to be super happy to hear it, and get it out. It's such a great personal album, and it's such a diverse album, the way it was created, in my opinion.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem. Thank you so much for the small interview. I do appreciate it. I know you'd be totally busy because you guys are going to be, like, touring like crazy pretty soon.
Yeah, exactly. We just got off Shiprock yesterday, and we actually got a couple weeks before we, before we head over to Europe. But yeah, well, thank you for your support, man. I appreciate the time today, Steven. I appreciate the chat.
I appreciate it too. Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful tour. I bet you're going to have fun.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye.